implicitly recognized here as well for the reasons I've given. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Professor Esquinas. That, I think, brings us to the end of our discussion on Article 20, which brings us on to Article 26. That is cultural rights and traditional knowledge.
Los expertos que tenemos en el podio siguen.
Okay. Let me briefly give you some background on the status of the article. This article, like others, has been subject to amendments taking into account contributions made at previous sessions and at bilateral consultations between the last session and this one. We are trying here to protect and promote cultural rights and traditional knowledge, and as you will see, the content of the article is in line with international human rights instruments such as the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, the Nagoya Protocol, and others, and they contain elements related to the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda. We think this article is essential to peasants and others living in rural areas being able to exercise their cultural rights, and incidentally, the rights covered here include the right to food. There is a safeguard here that cultural rights cannot be used to infringe upon internationally guaranteed other human rights. There's also a question here of protecting craftsmanship and other traditional practices, and some of what is contained here has been taken from the International Covenant on Civil and Political, on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. You'll also find some language taken from Article 6.2 of the Nagoya Protocol. So that's just a brief recap so that we know where we are on this one. I'll now open the floor if there are any delegations who have comments they wish to make. If you wish to make, raise your flag, please. Thank you.
La delegación.
European Union, please.